Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We do indeed. This Adelaide Cup Day long weekend. Milo is with me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellow coasters. Those are up and about and a beautiful morning and the sun will break out.
One hopes, exactly.
Now, Millicent District Cricket on the weekend had their preliminary final, and Millicent all out for 127, Cooper Hamilton 58, Luke Cushion 39, and with the pill, Steve Hughes 5 for 9. He was the destroyer for Mount Burr, and it was a big part of their win. They scored 5 for 168 to head to the grand final, Luke Cushion 2 for 17. Now, Nathan Mahovic's 50, and Steve Hughes making him the man of the match without any doubt with 42 runs. Grand final, Millicent Footballers versus Mount Burr, and that'll all happen at Norm Facey Oval. Good morning to the Facey clan, and that's a rematch of last year's grand finale, which was won by Mount Burr. So no doubt the Millicent Footballers are planning a bit of revenge there. Of course, they'll have their season's awards as well. Now, Mount Gambier District Cricket, Hoggies Wines Barbershield, sudden death semi-finals. North Sportsman's 168, Cam Jorgensen 2 for 21, Robbie Jensen 2 for 24, and Adam Cool 2 for 33, Dan Lupus 2 for 34. They defeated South Gambier all out for 70, and with the pill, Declan Kenny 5 for 6. So that's a way to finish off a semi-final. Tim Young 3 for 23, Mike Johnson with 2 for 10. Now Panola 189, David Summerfield 47, Marchi with 43, Brett Hosking with 3 for 31, and Sam Willis 2 for 38, and Richard Crute 2 for 41. They defeated West Gambier 75, and Richard Crute led the way there with 27. So Waters 4 for 6, George Kidman 3 for 8, nice little bag, Georgie, and David Summerfield having a terrific season, 3 for 35. Grand final, Frew Park, it'll be a rematch of the last season's grand final. Panola undefeated during the season will clash with North Gambier, so bring it on. And weather looks good at this stage. And, of course, their presentation evening this Wednesday upstairs South Aussie Hotel. Now, with the softball, which it ain't, semi-finals, Mount Gambier League, of course. Demons 14 defeated Warriors Blue 8. And safe hits of multiple note, Kelly Cawthorn, Karen Cawthorn, Grace Millard, Melinda Markowitz and Isabella Morrell with 2. And for Warriors Blue, Justine Coop and Lena Brueggemann with 2. In the other game, the semi, Warriors White 11 defeated Concord's White 5. Multi-safe hitters there, Jess Hillman, Taylor Holman and Taylor Wilsmore, 2 apiece for Warriors White. And Concord's White, Joe Hopgood, 3, Sam Brown, Chelsea Fowler with 2 each. So, preliminary final next Saturday, the sister teams, Warriors Blue versus Warriors White. And, of course, their awards were decided on the weekend. And congratulations to these players, best and fairest. And I'm pretty sure it's back-to-back for Lena Brueggemann on 27 votes. Runner-up, Nikki Voors on 21. Batters average was picked up by Nikki Voors. Runner-up, Cody Manning. The RBI's winner, Cody Manning, had a great season. Runner-up, Lena Brueggemann. And Marge Cook, most valuable contribution to softball. Fully deserved. Well done, Joanna Hopgood. And the player of the Adelaide Carnival, Cody Manning, who picked up a few awards there. Now, Yui, just a bit of netball. It's on the horizon. Ex-Mount Gambier sisters Nia Allen, who plays for Adelaide T-Birds, and Sienna Allen, who suits up for Gold Coast Lightning, who are the reigning premiers. On the weekend, we had the Suncorp Pre-Season Cup. And guess what? They both debuted and they played on each other's goal shooter and goalkeeper. So it all happened in sunny Queensland.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Milo is back in the studio with me. We're talking more sport from across the southeast.
Yes, and talking southeast, our junior basketball, particularly the Lakers brand from Mount Gambier there in Adelaide for the South Australian Country Basketball Championships. Now, it's finals today and the under-18 boys are undefeated, so they're going along nicely and they play semi-finals. Now, the girls have gone one better. They're undefeated, but they're into that grand final today, so good luck to them. The Lakers under 14 boys, there's one team in the Div 4 and one in the Div 5. They're through to the semis. Now, good news for Jaden Lawrence. He's been a call-up for the SA Country State team in the under 18s, and he had a fellow squad member withdraw, so it does happen. Jaden joins Ollie Thompson, Emily Close, Kirill Uzi, Michaela Horrigan and Claire Hunter as state reps. And gee whiz, they're heading to Townsville in April, so no doubt some parents will put their hand up and carry the bags. Now, back to local basketball, South East Coast Basketball League, first round of semi-finals. In the men, Ruse 80, Brody Jolly 20, Malak McCaw also 20, Matt Sutton 19, defeated Cougars 45, Sammy Stafford back into action with 16, Panthers 89, Kyle Tippany 32, Brad Rathjen 25. They defeated Bulldogs Red 75, Luke Black. Good morning, Narra Court 23. Now in the women, Cougars 75, Tennille Gray 24, defeated Saints 48. Youngster Maddie Haggett led the way there with 15. Now, doesn't happen very often in finals, but Panthers forward to Cats, so Cats advance. So preliminary finals this Wednesday night in the men, Bulldogs Red. They take on Ruse. Head-to-head, it's 2-1 Reds' way, and that'll be for the right to take on Panthers in the grand final at the Ice House. And the women, all Millicent affair, it'll be Saints versus Cats, and I assume that'll be at the Peter Seabone Stadium at Millicent. Good morning, Saintville. 2-1, the Saints head that tally this year, and they'll be looking to win that and take on Cougars in the grand final. Now, talking on the bigger stage, of course, history maker at the Ice House this Saturday night, the Pioneers male and female versions will take the court in the SA Premier League clash against Southern Tigers. Now, Southern Tigers in the men are winless at this stage. They went down to West Bearcats 89-74 on the weekend, and the Daly duo, Sam Daly, bro of Captain Tommy, lobbed on Saturday, so he'll get a week of training in, and that'll be the squad coming together for Richard Hill, so look out, Southern Tigers. Now, the women, they'll be on at 6:30, men at 8:15, and the women are still looking for that import player, so let's hope they get some good news shortly, and they also take on the Southern Tigerettes, who lost to West Bearcats 76-56. As well. Now, Mount Gambier Cycling Summer Series Race 5 all happens at Caves Road. 30k race. Amy White having a good season. She won that. Second, Mike Backer, and third and fastest time, Matthew Opperman. All happens again next Saturday morning and Sunday, I should say. Now, a bit of footy, Huey, the male Aussie version, the SNFL under-16s. They got a first game on the weekend. Quite a few South East boys in that team. They lost to West Adelaide by 15 points. Harry McGuinness from Kybe kicked 2 goals, and Harry Tankham, what a game he had. He had 30 possessions and a goal, the boy from Millicent. Now, the under 16 girls elite next generation squads, Adelaide Crows and Port Power Academies, they're going to have a group of three hit outs, and then they'll select a team to take on Vic Country in Mount Gambier on Sunday the 9th of June. And at this stage, we've got two girls that have put their hands up for that opportunity, Brooke Tonan, ex-East Gambier, and Neve Delaney from East Gambier. So let's hope those two can hang in and play on their home turf against the Big V. Now, moving up the ladder in SNFL, there was a trial game between Nord and the Adelaide Crows on the weekend, the league trial, and the Crows got up by 36 points. Now, well done, Tom Hutchison, premiership player for Millicent, and also Brian Hennessy, medalist from last year. He kicked 3 goals for the Crows, so that's a good start to his league career. And in the Redlegs team from Mount Burr, Henry Crawford, who's a past farmer, Phil Scanlon, Triple M Rookie of the Year, so doing well, a couple of local lads there. Now, talking local, the premiership coach of Millicent last season, Clint Gallio, his team Southern Districts in Darwin, and the Crocs, they're through to the preliminary final in the Premier League, and that'll be a grand final against Nightcliffe Tigers next Saturday night in Darwin. And Huey, talking footy, I know you're going to catch up with Mike Morby later on this morning. Split round, Millicent and Island Park today in the Limestone Coast Women's Footy League, and Millicent and Kybe will clash, rematch of last year's grand final. And I just wonder whether Olivia Fuller will make the trip back from Warrnambool, where she's at Deakin Uni, to be the ruck person, seems strange saying that, for the Saints to get a little bit of revenge. So let's hope everyone has a great day at the women's footy.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.